On a sunny day recently in Sydney's western suburbs, a large group of people gathered in a conference room to talk about sex. There were stalls selling massage oil, sex toys, a film was shown about sex workers. But what was most remarkable about this expo was that it was held at the headquarters of a disability services organisation. The organisation, Northcott, says that this makes the expo the first of its kind. The event was designed to break down myths and raise awareness about some of the unnecessary barriers that people with a disability face in trying to live a full sexual life.
In 2007, at the age of 34, had two strokes, which affected both. It was actually a bilateral stroke, which affects both sides of the body, which means that I won't walk again, but I can still have, I have complete sensation.
Virginia Samuela's disability hasn't really stopped her leading a full sexual life at all. She recently got married, but for the moment, she's still living in a group home with a few other people who also have disabilities. And sometimes there are challenges in convincing the bureaucracy about the value of intimacy. Virginia needs a particular kind of bed that moves up and down. But the idea that she should be provided with a double bed so that her husband can join her, well, apparently that's a step too far.
They've got a ruling at the moment whereby you can only get a single bed, maybe a king single, which is what I've got. I know that when I asked for a double bed and I explained the reasoning, that it was like, no, we don't do that. And it was like a simple like shut down really, really quickly. It's like, no, sorry, that's not, we don't do that.
Virginia says some of the staff who support her go out of their way to make sure she can share intimate moments with her husband. But those moments kind of have to be scheduled. They can't just happen whenever the feeling takes hold.
You know, you're coming home, you're feeling whatever, and you know, you want to just get into it. Like, you can't, there's always an element of planning, of scheduling, of, you know, working things out. I guess it would be the lack of spontaneity.
There was a time in the past when the sex lives of people with a disability were kind of swept under the carpet. Organisations providing disability services talked about these things in whispers if they talked about them at all. But that's changing.
My name is Eileen Simone. I work as an occupational therapist on the adult outreach team, and I've also coordinated the Feel the Vibe Expo. This is actually a first of its kind type of expo. It's never really been done before. There is obviously Sexpo, but the focus of this one is actually on encouraging staff, carers and parents and adults with physical disabilities to talk about sexuality.
So we're in Western Sydney now, in Parramatta, at the offices of Northcott, a disability services organisation. Not the kind of place you'd expect to see staff wearing feather boas, stalls with relationship counsellors, massage oils, even sex toys. But that's what I saw. This happened. Trust me.
We're just trying to normalise it and say, you know what, it's okay to talk about sex. Adults with physical disabilities are not asexual. They have the same desires, the same wants that Joe Blow has. So why is it such a taboo to talk about it?
For some people with a disability who rely on their parents or carers for everyday tasks, just raising the topic of sex can be excruciating, especially for the first time, and especially if the parents or carers don't really want to talk about it.
There's the possibility that some people have been approached, like have approached their parents or their carers or their disability workers and said, hey, look, this is something I'm interested in. How can I make this happen? And they've gotten a very negative, judgmental response. So that's what we're hoping to prevent, because that could undermine that person's confidence, and maybe it would be 2 or 3 years down the track before they feel confident again to ask those questions.
With more of these kind of expos and events and conversations, hopefully that kind of response to the issue becomes increasingly rare. But there's still a lot of work to do to get rid of those practical barriers that stand in the way. Virginia Samuela is confronting those barriers she comes across one by one. And that thing with the bed? Virginia and her husband have a plan.
When we got married, instead of, you know how they talk about the bird cage or the wishing well, We basically said we don't want any gifts, but if you can make a donation towards, you know, going towards our marital bed, you know, that'll be a great help. So
we want a bed.
We want a bed. That's what we want. So, but we have the bed, but we don't have anywhere to put it. So, so now we're just waiting for the Department of Housing to come across and supply us with the house, and then we can put the bed in the house, and I can go out, get a little doggy, and then we'll have our family.
Virginia Samuella finishing that report. She's a New South Wales Government Living Life My Way champion for people with disabilities.